you walk away from Lima Alpha, it's very statewide one.
WAV.
NAWRWAV.
NAWRO. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, just temporarily put my radio in my car and I was doing a radio check.
Lima Charlie, as some of the guys say, loud and clear. Mr. Tate.
And what about 5x9? Don't I get those numbers?
I spoke too soon. That one was a little crunchy. Let me see what the dashboard says. 107 and 109 on your first one, 4% loss. Try it again.
Well, my color code block works. Yeah, it was in my garage. That's always a bad spot because the garage is in the way and I put the garage door down. So I should be better. Don't tell me I broke it.
You know, it could be on my side. I've got the HD in the kitchen and I can hear it any day. For some reason, I get a little drop on receive here on the base for the Kinect system. I'll have to look into that.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious. It sounds nice. Of course, I got it hooked up to a Big M speaker as well. I like Big M speakers, even though it looks kind of cumbersome. They do sound pretty.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you on the Kinect systems here at the base. The screen that they got looks nice, and I like the visual aspect of the screen, but the little tiny speaker down below is terrible. So I'm going to have to step up my game on the audio one of these days when I get around to it.
I've seen around to it. It's a piece of cardboard, cut out in a circle, got a little hole in the middle, looks like a donut, and it says to it.
Yeah, I should collect a lot of those round to it. Probably have a box full.
Okay, I'm going to go get me a cup of coffee and my favorite Bigby Star. Of course, today's expensive day, but I don't care. I want it. And then I'm going to be heading towards Lake Orion to go measure for a hoist. And what else? Something else. I wanted to check P25. So if your P25 isn't on, would you turn it on and I'll chat with you over there in about 10.
Copy that, will do. It's on, but I'll put the antenna that way so I won't miss anything. N8WRO, clear after you, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to get near Hall Road. I'm going to try 900, but I don't think 900 goes anywhere right now. Last I had heard, there was something wrong with the cord.
Copy that.
Whiskey 8, Victor Delta. You're welcome.
November 8, Whiskey, Romeo Oscar, Richmond. Clear.
KE8WUO, N8BZR, N8WRO, N8WRO, N8BZR.
Hey, Brian, N8WRO here. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Tim. I was wondering, I'm at work right now. I was wondering if you could pass on to John that my computer got at work got infected with a really, really bad piece of malware. And we believe it's called Food Formula. I repeat, Food Formula. And it's really a weird piece of malware. And it's the guys have been working on it here for two guys for a couple of days already trying to figure it out. He ended up taking my computer away because it was so bad, and they're going to send it back to Germany to have them analyze it. So I just wish you could pass that on to John for me, please. Over.
I copied most of that, and I will certainly do that, Brian, but I missed the name of the virus. Say again.
I say again, Food Formula. It's Food Formula, Foxtrot, Oscar, Oscar, Delta, Formula, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Mike, Uniform, Lima, Alpha, over.
I copy, clear. I will pass it on. Are you going to be at the meeting tonight?
Oh, yeah. I told him I'm going to leave early tonight. I don't want to miss that meeting, over.
Copy that. I'll let John know that information, and I will see you tonight.
Thank you, sir. 73. This is NADZR. Oh.
Brian, if you were in there, I might have. Oh, never mind. NAWR, oh, clear.
KEAFGW monitoring. Statewide 1.
KEAFGW. NAWRO, Macomb County, testing a mobile, how copy?
Seems to be working. You got in there. How's everything going your way? I'm way up here in the Sioux, Chippewa County.
Yes, sir. I noticed you on the dashboard earlier. I wasn't in a position to respond, but I was curious what the weather is up there. We had actually thunderstorms the other night, which is kind of odd for this season. But then again, it is Michigan. How's things doing up there snow-wise?
Oh, the weather is beautiful. It tried to snow some yesterday because, I don't know, I think maybe an inch or two. A lot of it just blew away. We had the wind was about 12, 13, 14 miles per hour. So my snow meter is 2 feet, so 24 inches of snowpack. So, other than that, today is cloudy with about 30 degrees outside, so it's a spring day, so it's kind of nice.
Hey, copy that. Of course, as expected, our snowpack, if you want to call it that, is all but melted. It's about 50-50 grass and snow now. Because of the warmer weather we've been having for a couple of days, and the rain as well. I think we're going to dip down below freezing, but then, quite frankly, it'll be sky warren season. We get to look forward to that. I'm not sure if we're supposed to, but I do. NAWRO, Macomb County, back to you.
Well, hey, there you go. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll maybe next month. I don't know, a month after, let's see, February, March, probably April. So we'll be seeing the grass again here. So, yeah, I know I think we're below the our seasonal average for snow, but it doesn't seem like it. I'll have to check that out. So last time I looked, it was 138 inches, so I'm sure we're probably up there about 140 40s now, so I think our average is about 180, I think. I don't know. But, yeah, so. All right, now, not a heck of a whole lot going on. I got the smallest child here. Wife decided to go to work, so that's what we're doing.
Copy that. Appreciate the QSO. We get an ARPSC meeting tonight in Clinton Township, so we're looking forward to that. The topic is actually MI5, what we're talking on, so we're interested in learning a little bit more about that beyond the basics. So you have a good one. Appreciate the QSO, KE8FJW from N8WRO. I will be clear after you, sir.
Oh, very good. Well, enjoy your club meeting. So, yeah, I only have... We have the one repeater up here for the MI5. Yeah, we're doing pretty good with it. So it gets good range. Anyways, that's what I'm talking on. And yeah, of course I'm not too far away from it either. So yeah, my youngest and I are just hanging out, and she came with me for a pack of bacon. She's cooked me some bacon, so I was like, oh, I'm just cooking her some bacon. So
Anyways, yeah, thanks for a few solos. Good to hear you again. 73. KEAWWR. Portable.
Have a good one. NAWRO clear.
KEATKP. Portable on statewide 1. On top of a 50-foot tower in Grand Rapids. KEAWWR. I'm still here. KEAFJW from Kilo Echo 8, Papa Kilo Papa.
Oh, yeah, hey. How's everything going? I'm not sure what you... I didn't catch where your location was, but... Yeah, we're doing good here. Oh, yeah. Anyways, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Brad, the name is Riley. I'm currently on top of a 50-foot tower rigging up some antennas and figured I'd do a little range test on a portable here in Grand Rapids.
Well, there you go. Yeah, well, you're making into whatever repeat you're getting into down here, so yeah, you're definitely full quantity as far as that concern, or here. So, yep. Yeah.
Well, perfect. Good to hear. I'm curious, how's the wind noise in the background and on this radio? Your valve thing. I'm curious if you can hear the wind over my voice. KEATKP.
No, didn't hear any wind. So.
All right, perfect. Thanks for coming back to me, and I hope you enjoy the day up north. This is KEATKP. And
that was good. Stay safe on that tower there. 7-6-8-8-F-T-W.
Last station.
KE8 ZCAM testing anybody out there for reports.
You keep cutting your call sign off. KE8 FKW.
I got a call here, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Kilo Norway, Paul, over in Grand Rapids, trying out a buddy's radio, and I got another Motorola that just doesn't work, the antenna's real low gain, so this is a valve thing, just trying it out, seeing if it's going to work, if I should get one, over.
Well, I hear you out there, so it must be working.
Yeah, now I'm curious if it's going to work in my shack. I'm up in my kitchen right now. It's a little higher elevation, but I'll work my way in the water and see if I can hold it.
Oh, yeah, it's much better when you operate your radio in the living room. That way you can sit down in your easy chair or lay in the couch.
Well, you didn't quite make it all in there, that's for sure. It was, yeah, bits and pieces. That's definitely not working, not hearing a thing. So, KEFTW monitoring.
All right, well, appreciate you coming back to my call. KE8ZKN, I'll be monitoring on the side here. Try some other links here. Thanks, appreciate it, set free.
All right, hey, no problem, yeah. Yep, so yeah, you definitely in you're fully in there that time, so anyway, 73 KE8 FKW.
KE8 FCR, statewide 1 mobile.
W8 City.
W8 VIJ.
KE8 LAX, statewide 1.
KE8 LAX. NAWRO mobile, Gratiot Hall.
Oh, I'm headed your way. How are you doing today, Tim?
Not too bad. How about yourself? You're working though, aren't you?
Yep, I'm on my way in, and then after tonight, if I understand the schedule correct, I get 4 days off, which is nice, but it's really hard to get used to.
Hey, copy that. I remember the days. The 4 days off is nice, but I never really could handle the night shifts. I didn't particularly care for it.
Well, we'll see over the long term. It kind of sucks, and I might try to switch how the days fall so that I can do more for the team, you know, once I get situated. But it's kind of growing on me.
Yeah, see, you guys do the 12 hours. So the 12 hours is a little different because it's just it's two shifts. I was on afternoons for a while with just the 8 hour, and I can handle afternoons fine. I enjoyed that, actually. But the actual midnight shift from midnight to 8, that was a bit much back in the day when I had the kids.
Yeah, I can understand that. You headed back to the QTH?
Negative, heading for MISD building, but I'm going to stop off at the Coney Island first for Shell.
Copy that. Well, let everyone know that I'll miss them, and yeah, eventually we'll get this figured out. Is today the Zoom? I believe that's correct. I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's correct. Today's the Zoom. Central Michigan, Beyond the Basics, MI5.
Copy that. I wonder if John's out here, KEWUO. Are you out here?
KEWUO, yeah, I'm here. How's it going? Good luck at work today. It's going to suck not have you. The meeting will be recorded, so I can send you a copy from Zoom when it's over.
That is exactly what I was going to ask you for. Thank you. yeah, because it's going to be... I was going to say I could pull my laptop out and possibly watch it, but at the time that I get in, the hustle and bustle is pretty extreme for me until it calms itself down around 7. So, but yes, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you. Jim, over to you.
Yeah, I kind of figured that's what you were going to be asking for. Yeah, no reason to do it live because you'll be able to see it later and you don't want to jeopardize anything. So, sounds good. NHWRO, over to John.
All right, well, I am in crunch time trying to get these last couple. I got a guy across the street that must have took a peek at one of my, and he must have went home for the day, but he left the Excel workbook open, and they don't co-author at work, so he's locking me out, and I can't finish that one, so they're going to have to figure that out tomorrow, but I'm probably going to be leaving here in the next 10 to 15 minutes, and then I'll head home, drop off Rocky, and then try to be there by 6.
Yeah, I'm getting used to that issue when we're editing a call or, you know, changing something in a call, nobody else can access it. So, you know, sometimes when someone's trying to access it, they'll be across the room. Get out of it so I can do this. I'm like, oh, oops, okay, I'm out of it. So, yeah, I can kind of relate. Tim, over to you.
Yeah, that makes sense. Only one at a time. You can't have a party line, I guess. All right, traffic's getting a little thick here on Hall Road, so I'm going to vacate for now, but I'll see you, John, at the venue. Dean, have a good shift. N8WRO clear. Over to John. I'll listen out.
N8BZR.
All right, Tim, you have a good one. And N8BZR, Beezer, Nebuchadnezzar, I heard you. Sounded like you might be having a little bit of computer problems. Hopefully all is well. We'll send it over to you, and then when you're done, send it over to Dean, KE8WUO.
BZR, Brian, go ahead. Nothing heard. 73, Tim, I appreciate the good wishes for the day, and hope you guys have a good meeting, and we'll catch you on the air soon. Tell me how the day goes. I might have the radio up in the background. John, over to you.
Alrighty. Well, I will get that link over to you and make sure you have it and can watch it at your leisure, and we'll go from there. But I'm going to say 73s for now so I can wrap this up and get out of here and kind of get all the ducks in a row that I need to get lined up for today. So excuse me, 73. This is KE8WUO. One more shot for Nebuchadnezzar.
Nothing heard from Brian. Right, well, you have a good rest of your day, 73s, and I appreciate you taking care of me on that one. We'll talk soon. This is KE8LAX. I'll be
NAWRO from N8HAP. Still around, Tim?
Yeah, Joe. Sure am. Go ahead. NAWRO here.
Hey, how you doing? I guess kind of a weird question. So I've been hearing a young man, I think his name is Wyatt. Pretty sure I heard you talking to him, and maybe John as well talking to him. I think he mentioned something about needing some radio gear meeting tonight. Are you aware of if he's going to be at the meeting tonight?
Not aware about Wyatt, because he's Lapeer County. So we had no conversations with Wyatt. But we do have a sophomore high school. His name is Ben, and unclear if he might be coming.
Okay, I figured I'd just check. Maybe I misheard. But he was looking for a radio, and he's looking for a specific one that I happen to have a spare of. So I'm going to try and get in touch with him and gift it to him. But I'll keep an eye out for him on the radio here and chirp up when I hear him. Appreciate it, Tim. Thanks. And then HJP.
Yeah, sure thing, Joe. We'll see you tonight. Yeah, it'd almost be great if he could show up. I think we'd like to chat with him in real life. The kid's pretty good. NAWRO clear. I'll see you tonight at the meeting.
NAWRO.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I invited him to come to the meeting with his dad. Hopefully they'll make it tonight. Over.
Hey.
And I appreciate you chiming in with the info. NAWJP. Over to you.
Hey, Tim, you had a double up there. Go ahead again.
Hey, sorry about that, Joe and Brian. I don't know how that happened, but yeah, that'd be great if his dad's with him. That'd be awesome. I'll hope to see him there. All right, thanks, Brian. Thanks, Joe. NAWRO, I'll be listening.
Yeah, probably my fault. I think I was out of turn. Thanks again. We'll see you guys tonight. 73 and NAWHAP cleared.
WAPD mobile.
N8WRO.
WRO, are you there?
Not the National Coney Island airfield, just north of 19 Mile, finishing up on Dimdim.
Okay, leaving the subdivision now.
Understood. I'll be heading over to the room shortly. I will meet you there in 8WRO.
WAPIJ. WAP.
Is that you, Tom? NAWRO.
Hey, it's your phone out, Tim. Are you late? It's your phone out, Tim.
KE8WUO, statewide one.
Hey, John. KKKGO.
Did you make it home yet, or are you still driving?
I got a couple more minutes.
Copy that. I just stopped at the cat sitting house, and I've got this goofball in front of me. So he's a happy cat. So what'd you think of the meeting today? Pretty cool. It was nice talking to everybody and getting the feedback from Jeff and the guys.
KELX.
Well, I thought the meeting was great, and it finally put a face to the voice of Central Michigan. You know, I've already met Fred, so that's the second, you know, that's the second face of CMN. And very informative. Really liked it.
you know, differentiate between Central Michigan and FBI and the other towers, you know, that are all a big one big conglomerate for MI5 and MI1. And, you know, for UHF, Jeff, and GMR. It was really informative. It helped me out a lot there. And I heard Ian there.
Good. I'm just sitting here being a menace. I heard you guys talking. I'm here sitting at work.
Nice. Yeah, you missed a good one, unfortunately, but I should be able to get a recording to you of the meeting, so I don't think at the end of the day you will have missed all of it, just the announcements, the first half hour. But I'm sure with you working with Dave, he can fill you in on all of that. But lots of good stuff. It was a great meeting. I've definitely learned a lot. It was really cool. Like you said, Tom, putting a face to the name, and you know, it's funny how on radio nobody ever quite looks like how you expect them to. But I have seen a few pictures of Jeff here and there, and I wasn't too surprised, but yeah, I never met Fred. I spoke with him, but never met him. But yeah, it was cool. It was a good meeting. I learned a lot, and it'd be cool if they did have us help them out every now and then. I would be happy to drive across the state to help them out with something, just to kind of meet them and see their sites and kind of do what I can to help contribute. But we'll send it over to Tom. This is KE8WUO.
I think we lost Tom for Memory X-Ray Human.
Yeah, we might have. I see my RSSI is right on the edge, so hopefully I'm coming in okay.
Okay. And I'm heading over to D, and then I'm going to grab an hunk for them.
7-3, everybody. November 8, X-Ray Human.
It looks like we're all coming in a little rough. I got my last at like 120 something, and CAKJL, Tom, you're coming in a little rough too. I'm inside getting attacked by this cat, so I will let you guys go, but I'll be monitoring. KE8WUO.
Have a great night, baby.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing 1-2-3. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing Mount Clemens, Rubber Duck on the Candy Talkie. This is Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa, testing 2-meter dipole at 20 feet.